was a match.
John, a bit of an epic clash there, a great Munster Championship affair. You came out on the right side of it. How are you feeling? How do you assess it?
Listen, I'm pleased with the performance. You know, it was a huge challenge. You know, we met quite a lot of resistance and quite a, you know, a few conundrums that we had to figure out along the way. You know, even the injuries, like, you know, Keane getting injured and, you know, you have to reset again and go again. You know, Cahill came off the bench and did a great job for us there, you know, and we've had a significant impact off our bench now for the two games thus far, which has just been, you know, very, very pleasing. I think, you know, we put a bit of daylight between ourselves and Waterford there in the second half. I think we were, what, 6-7 points up, and, you know, they got two goals quickly, which, you know, can rock a team, you know, but I think, you know, this team is very experienced now, and, you know, when teams have their purple patch and they make a count like that, you know, I'd back our guys to keep a cool head and, you know, to be able to cope with that. And that's exactly what they did. You know, they didn't panic. They kept doing the right thing with the ball. They kept trying to play through the lines and get it to the next man on. And they fought just really valiantly, I thought, you know, to win dirty ball in the last 4 or 5 minutes. And, you know, we created the last 4 scoring chances of the game. I know we didn't convert them, but we created them. And, you know, that's often enough at that stage of the game just to do that much. So, you know, we should have probably seen it out by 3 or 4, but, you know, we'll take what we got.
Yeah, they came out of the traps really quickly, didn't they, Waterford, and worked up an early lead, and you still managed to get in a point up at half time. What was the message at half time? Did you need to just calm it down a small bit and kick on, or what was the message?
No, the boys are very calm and relaxed, actually, to be honest with you. Even the very first minute inside in the dressing room, very calm and relaxed. But, you know, we just needed to make sure we didn't play differently in the second half because the wind was at our backs. You know, we needed to keep doing exactly what we were doing, so that was really the only point of emphasis, really, and to just keep fighting for the ball. You know, like, it was a real proper battle out there. It was a proper Munster Championship match, and you know, there was very little between two sides.
You mentioned obviously that Cathal O'Neill came on and did really well, deputising for Cian Lynch. Cian Lynch's injury didn't look good. He was able to walk off, though. Have you any further information?
Listen, it's a hamstring most likely, so that's, we'll have to wait and see.
Is that something that I suppose you look at the strength of the panel? Cian Lynch goes off, obviously Kyle Hayes is injured, Seamus Flanagan, Peter Casey as well. Is this a big moment in terms of the strength of the panel for you?
I think it's an affirmation, you know, of the work that the boys have put in, and that when they get their opportunity, you know, they're able to step in and do the job for the team. And, like, it's not about individuals, it's about the team, you know. So when individuals get injured, it's next man up, and, you know, that's always been our philosophy within the group. We never put the focus on the individual who's gone out. We will look after them. We will always try and get them back as soon as we possibly can. But ultimately, it's about the team, and the player that goes in next has to do the job for the team that the same guy was doing before that.
How important was it to win in front of the home support here tonight, John?
Actually, listen, it was great to get the win. Of course it was, you know. That's why we were here, sure, you know. Like, there was 2 points going for game two of the round robin. You know, that was what we were after. We got our 2 points. We move on. We've Tipperary here in 2 weeks' time. We've got to be a better side again in 2 weeks' time. So that's where our focus will shift now, you know. We've got to go and get, you know, a lot of work under our belt over the next 10 days. Our shooting efficiency, obviously, is something that's just a little bit off at the moment. We're working on it. There are times in the game when it looks like it's nearly there, and there are other times in the game, maybe like we saw in the last couple of minutes tonight, when, you know, you would hope for a little bit more. But listen, you know, there's a lot of tired bodies on the pitch then at that stage, you know. Winning the ball was probably as much a challenge as getting the ball over the bar.
It was an unusual game from a Limerick point of view, in that there were kind of 5 to 10 minute spells which both sides had, and they got a load of scores and kind of moved the momentum of the game from one way to the other. Is that something that you look back at and so, yeah, you were great at counting that and getting back into it, or were we losing concentration in it?
I think both teams kept their nerve really well in terms of, you know, not allowing the ebb and flow of the game to affect them in terms of what they were doing. So, you know, Waterford stuck to their process. You know, we did the same thing, and I think that's something that's probably ingrained now within the group, that you stick with what you're at, and, you know, put your trust in what you're doing, and just try and execute it you know, as well as you possibly can.
What are your thoughts, John, on how
we break? Will you get Seamus or Kyle back?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see who's able to get back on the training field for at least 2 sessions before the tip game. You know, so at the very least, I think we'll be back on the pitch by next Saturday night. You know, so we'll give him another week. We have a week, so we'll try and get him on the pitch maybe hopefully next Saturday night. We'll see where we go from there. But, like, we're not going to take any chances with fellas at this stage of the season. It's a short season as it is. So, you know, you could take a chance and it could mean he could miss a very substantial and very important part of the season. So for us, it's about ensuring that whoever togs out on the day is fit and healthy and well.
Was Coyle a gamble so last weekend? Were you taking a chance with him?
No, he had recovered, like, and he had trained properly for a week beforehand. So, you know, it wasn't actually in his stride that the hamstring, you know, gave him any trouble either. It was actually how he fell. He got tripped from behind and he just fell, and it was how he fell. So I actually don't think he's going to be too bad.
John, no. How difficult was the 6-day turnaround to handle?
It wasn't difficult at all, because it literally vanished out of thin air. The 6 days were gone so fast, you know. We trained a little bit Tuesday and Thursday, you know, didn't do a massive amount. It was really all about just focusing the minds on the game, and that was it.
So, what are your thoughts, John, on how the hand pass has been policed by referees at the moment?
I can't say a thing about any of those ones that were pulled tonight, because I haven't seen the tape back, you know. Like, my view, I'm 60, 80 yards away, so I wouldn't contest any of those hand pass calls. And I didn't contest any of those hand pass calls tonight. Because I haven't seen him. The referee was only yards away from him, whereas I was 60 yards away from him, so I wouldn't contest any of those. Obviously, it's something they're trying desperately to make extremely deliberate. That's going to be a big challenge, you know. I think it's something maybe they should have approached each team about, you know, at the beginning of the year and said, listen, we have identified an issue in the game that we'd like to rectify and we'd like your help in it. And, you know, if we'd known about that at the beginning of the year, that this was going to be a significant issue, I think we could have brought that into our training from the very outset. But, you know, it became an issue during the league and we just haven't had a lot of time now to adjust. But at the same time, it's a tough one. It's like, I referee our in-house games and I know how difficult it is to call the hand passes. The boys are so good and so fluid in getting that release in and the contact in, so it is very, very, very difficult.
Does it impact your coaching at all, John?
Listen, it's something we're speaking to the players about, but, like, you know, we don't want them to become too conscious about it either, otherwise fellas are going to actually start to stop hand passing and they're going to start hitting the ball, or they're going to start, you know, brick passing it or whatever. Like, but I think you will see probably more brick passing going on now as a result of the way the hand pass is, you know, being policed quite tightly, you know. So maybe the onus is on us. We'll have to look at the tape and see. Yeah. All right.
Thanks, John. Mind yourself.